Arizona homeowners. Happy place, Rosie on the house. Well, I know we have a whole research department that investigates things to put into the e-commerce store. And the product of the month is the Caddy storage cabinet unit. But I discovered in my own research today, Romy, here's something that has to go into the Rosie on the House e-commerce store.
Got a new tool for us?
Crescent Tool.
Okay.
Has invented a drill bit just for Rosie Romero.
Never wears out?
Well, it is a drill bit you install into your drill driver, in between the drill driver and the actual drill bit.
So and it's not a drill.
It fits. It's an insulator. It's called the E-Shock Guard. And should you accidentally drill into live voltage, it will protect the drill motor and the drill user up to 1,000 volts.
Sold.
Wow.
I think they need to rename this. Every utility worker needs to have two of those on their trucks.
They need to rename this the Rosie Drill Bit. It's called the E-Shock Guard by Crescent Tools. That's got to make its way into the e-commerce store for sure. Man, oh, man. Oof.
And is that the Crescent Wrench?
Yeah, Crescent Tool Company.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
So, at the Rosie on the House eStore, we take pride in that everything we have listed there, we've tried, tested, and approved, and make sure that it's as good a product as it claims.
I won't test this. I'm just going to take their word for it.
I question how they tested it before they put it on the market.
Dude, watch the video. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's absolutely amazing. It's like that tool that stops the table saw when your finger hits the blade.
Mm-hmm. Now, that inventor does it.
I know. He puts his finger in a spinning table saw blade.
To show that...
I believe in this product.
Yeah. And it stops, and the whole thing, you know, breaks. I mean, you got to replace the table saw, but if it saves your finger, I think it's kind of... How much is your finger worth to you?
It breaks the anchor bolts on the floor.
What... So do we need volunteers to test this? How are we going to do our
product testing? I'm going to take Crescent Tools' word for it. It'll withstand up to 1,000 volts.
That's a lot of electricity.
Man, that's a shock. When I saw that, I have to tell you, I had a little bit of giggle in my
I could see the neighbor's electricity suddenly going out for no reason.
Yeah, Rosie must be fixing something again at his house. Oh, man. You've got calls.
I do have calls. You want to take a call?
Oh, what have you got there?
Well, I just was playing off Carol's the calendars. She keeps thinking she gets caught up, and then y'all talk about them, and she's up to another 100, I think, in the last little while.
That's good.
But I thought this one was funny. This request came in this week. Hi, I just thought you would like to know, says Pete. I offered my wife the Firefighters 2021 calendar, but she already decided on the Rosie House calendar. Truth. So I say.
Well, our calendar is a lot more useful, that's for sure. Absolutely, for sure.
Speaking of which, Miss Paula wrote in, I just finally bought a home, and as a first-time home buyer, I sincerely look forward to your calendar as my monthly guide to this new and thoroughly intimidating and frankly quite scary adventure known as home ownership. Isn't that what it's all about, you guys?
Paula?
Miss Paula.
Oh, Miss Paula, look, you are exactly the listener we're looking for. We want to melt your anxiety about home ownership. It's the number one step on the great American ladder of economic success. There's nothing like paying that mortgage instead of paying that rent, especially at 2.25% interest, which is about the going rate right now. It's under 3%. Home ownership is the first step up the ladder of economic success. Paula, congratulations. You just let us know. Anytime you've got a question, we'll jump right on it for you and any other homeowner in Arizona.
And if you would like the digital, it's not quite the same, but you can go to rosieonthehouse.com/app and sign up for Rosie on the House Homes Auto user account. And then if you subscribe to the premium edition, which is $5 a month, use promo code Rosie, and that'll save you 25%. So it's like $45 for the year. all of these maintenance items we talk about, you can check off digitally so you can have a record of the last time you changed your air filters. When was the last time Hussar was out to fix your appliance?
That's all those new millennial homeowners right there.
Scan the receipts and it'll save it in there. So it's like a digital file for all the things on your home. And if you ever go to sell your home,
it's all right there.
It's all right there. And I think over the course of time, it's going to reduce the importance of a home inspection if you can show your
maintenance record.
Yeah.
All spelled out right there in black and white.
I think over a 20-year time period, it's going to really change the home inspection industry.
So. Miss Debbie's been holding for a little while. Let's see if we can get to Miss Debbie. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
How can we help you this morning?
I have a hot water heater solar panel on my roof, and I am planning on getting my roof redone. They asked me if it works, and I don't really know. How would I know whether or not that solar panel is working?
Well,
here's what I would do, and I don't know how practical this is for your home. I would shut everything off, including the water heater, shut all the breakers off, so the water heater cools down.
And turn it back on.
And then see if it heats up. If the solar heater is working, theoretically, the water shouldn't cool off.
But, yeah. Now, Miss Debbie, where are you located?
Yeah. Sun City West.
Okay. We'd be able to test that solar water panel. How long has it been on the roof?
I don't know. It was there. I purchased the home 13 years ago, and I have never done anything with, you know, there's equipment on top of my hot water heater, but I have never done anything with it.
You've always
I just don't know whether or not that solar panel is even working.
Well, you've always had hot water, so you never had to worry about it. I understand. Well, Miss Debbie, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have our solar panel specialist give you a call and talk you through the couple little simple steps that you could verify whether it's working or not. But you definitely want to verify this before you let a roofer up there take it all apart, re-roof your house, and put it all back together. So be patient. We'll put you in touch with the right person that can actually guide you through that step by step. As the calls continue to pile up.
Thinking through it, you could just flip the breaker off to the water heater. You wouldn't have to flip the rest of the breakers off. And if the solar water heater is working, or does it require electricity to move the pump to pump the water? We're going to have a little follow-up on this one.
I was talking earlier about all the surveys and what people are doing in, about, and around their home. And the two things that have historically always been at the top of the list are kitchens and baths. Well, quickly moving to the top of that list is workspace at home. It's moving up the list quickly now that people are getting accustomed to working from home and dreaming about the possibility this could be how it is for a long, long time. But when it comes to remodeling bathrooms, the number one pet peeve is that the space is just outdated. It's got insufficient storage, small showers, poor lighting, and limited counter space. For how many years, generations, decades, did we give a master bathroom a 5-foot countertop with 2 sinks in it, leaving exactly 14 inches for the housewives to spread out all their utensils, appliances, and makeup?
Well, we didn't have half of that stuff back then. When we
were that's true, too.
The amount of stuff we have in our bathrooms increased, so we got to increase the countertop space, the amount of plugins that you have, and the storage that there is.
Well, increasing countertop and showers are the number two driving factors of what's driving bathroom remodeling, in particular, that master bathroom remodeling.
And I took a call at the office this week. Somebody wanted to know, they were doing a shower themselves, and it was tile, and they put the, you know, their hardy backer up, their cement board, and they said, what do I seal it with? I'm like, well, no, you seal the tile and the grout when it's done. If you seal the hardy backer, the thin set's not going to bond to the tile, to the board like it's designed. But they were just absolutely convinced they had to seal the hardy backer first. I'm like, well, no, it's designed to stick to thin set. If you seal it, the thin set's not going to stick the way you want, and it's going to delaminate. But they just had it in their mind.
It's got to be done.
So I finally just said, call Arizona Tile. Have them talk you through it. Because it didn't matter how many times or how many different ways I said it. They were just so dead set in their mind. It had to be sealed first. But we've got every line lit. So let's just move right through it as fast as we can. OM wants to talk about building an reasonably priced RV structure. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hey, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Yeah, so we wanted to build a detached RV garage, which would be like a multi-purpose, an RV parking area, and then a sauna, kind of like a recording studio and dance studio, like multifunctional.
Okay.
And if I go with the traditional stick build, the budget is going over $200,000. And I was looking for alternative options. Like I see pole barn, I see metal barns. So I'm confused. So I thought I'll ask your guidance on it.
Well, the first thing I would tell you is make sure. Are you in a neighborhood that's regulated by a homeowners association?
No, this okay. is a county island
okay.
harsh property.
Okay, nice. Great. You're not going to get anything built less expensively and more permanent than a pre-manufactured steel building. And I'm going to tell you that we have a client also out on a county island north of Pinnacle Peak who wanted a fairly large garage structure. And when I say fairly large garage structure, I'm talking 8,000 square feet garage. We priced it.
What's he parking in
there?
We
some beautiful rigs. we priced that in conventional stick build, and it was prohibitive. It really was. And so we directed him to Justin Legler at Imperial Trailer Sales in Mesa, and Justin does a lot of mare motels.
He started
steel
off
buildings
by selling
trailers.
His dad started a horse trailer sales, and so Justin's expanded that to do, you know, like you were saying, actual horse barns and stables, and that has gone into steel buildings because a lot of your hay lofts are concrete slab,
yeah.
steel sided.
And this particular garage is insulated. It is air conditioned. It has its own internal man cave in it, and it's built out of steel. And I'm gonna tell you, it was done for exactly 1/3 of what we were gonna have to charge to build it stick frame conventional. So I hope that helps. Give Justin a call at Imperial Trailer and visit with him about. He'll know exactly the project we're talking about when you tell him you talked to Rosie about the big garage out in Rio Verde.
He's on Alma School. It's 480-833-3090 and imperialaz.com.